Lawmakers told to revisit the school funding issue. With your news headlines, I'm Tim Mulware. The state Supreme Court Thursday sided with four school districts, including Dodge City, in ruling the block grant funding model for education insufficient. They have ordered lawmakers to rewrite the law and kick in additional money of up to at least $54 million. Dodge City School Superintendent Alan Cunningham explains what this means.
It was apparent from that decision that the view of the way Kansas legislature has opted to fund schools, at least from the equity perspective, is that it's unconstitutional.
State Representative Bud Estes of House District 119 thinks the justices missed the point on the intent of block grants.
And it holds that we owe more money than we'll come up with it. But the block grant was to protect the schools while we came up with a formula that was fair to all of our schools and to all of our students.
It could take months for the Supreme Court to rule on the adequacy part of school funding. For up-to-date news headlines, visit our website, westernkansasnews.com. For the Western Kansas Broadcast Center, I'm Tim Mulware.